Welcome back to the AIS Arena as we get set for game number six in the World Opals Challenge. Of course, this time it is the Price Attack Opals up against the Chinese Taipei national side. And Mark Aston, to call all the action here, you've got a job ahead of you.
Yeah, indeed we have. It doesn't help when we don't know the players, but we'll get used to them as the game goes on. Of course, we know the Australians very well, and we'll be looking forward to seeing plenty of the Canberra connection with Lauren Jackson, Jenny Whittle, and of course Tully Bevilacqua, who will be out here. Erin Phillips didn't play in the games up in Cairns. She's back in tonight and today for this series of games here. I think she had a little bit of a flu as well, which Lauren Jackson was ultimately feeling last week as well. The Chinese Taipei, can't tell you much about them, don't know too much about them, but they're not a very tall side. They're the tallest players, only about 6'1", about 185, and the Opals, of course, will have quite a huge height advantage. And of course, they will be starting with Jackson and Whittle. Belinda Snow is out there. Tully Bevilacqua will be other one, and Laura Somerton will be the other starter for the Opals to start this game, while the Chinese Taipei side will be starting with Yang, Lan, Chu, and Sasai will be the five for the Chinese Taipei side as the teams come to centre court. Jackson will be in the jump ball as the referees are get the two teams to centre court. We'll get it all started, and I think the Australians, who played the Chinese Taipei twice, they played them in a pre-season and a pre-tournament game, a bit of a scrimmage where about 13 players got played from either side. So, and the Australians easily accounted for Chinese Taipei. And then in the first game up in Cairns, the Australians were comfortable winners as well. Lauren didn't play in that one. She is starting here. We'll wait and see how much she plays here. She lifts it into the main court. First basket, though, comes for Lan, who comes up the first basket for Chinese Taipei. She picked up the spare scraps. Whittle then, left side to Snell. Snell back inside for the paint, Somerton. Bevilacqua, the right wing, straight to Jackson, low post, turnaround jumper. First basket, and the Opals are off and running. They have their first 2 points for the night. Lan brings it back down into the front court. Back to Chen, back for Lan on the right side. 3-point shot won't go, but some slack defending it. Let Sai get the offensive board. It's back out to Chen, down for another 3-point attempt. And it was Lan, who obviously likes it, wouldn't go for it, and the Australians are back at the other end. Somerton to Jackson. 3-pointer from the top from Lauren. Flat, but straight in. 5 for Lauren Jackson, and the Opals are up 5-2. So Tsai brings it back into the front court. Hands off to Chiang, going inside. Lovely work from Chiang. Went left, right, back left, and finally Chiang came up with her first basket. And it's 5-4. Jackson with the top of Somerton, right wing. Somerton back across the Bevilacqua, down to Jackson, low post. Takes it inside. Fouled in the act of shooting. Basket wouldn't drop for her. And Jackson will be going to the line. First foul called on number 8, Lan. Her first foul for the Chinese Taipei side. Jackson with the first 5 for the Opals so far here. And the names are written on the back in, it doesn't look like English to me. On the back of the Australian Opals jersey, Jackson misses the first free throw.
I think it just says Australia, actually, Mark, because they all look very much the same.
Yeah, it was Australia across the top, then the number, and down the bottom, something in Asian. Lan drives inside.
Chinese, mate, Chinese.
Should have got the man. Ball across to Somerton for the Opals. 3-point shot, that's just a 2, says the referee. Somerton comes up with her first basket, and of course, very pro-Australian crowd like that one. Chu back in the front court, gets it down to Chiang. Chiang dribbles down into the corner, comes back. 3-point shot from way outside. Probably see a lot of that from Chiang. Wouldn't go. Jackson with a defensive rebound. Bevilacqua down to Somerton, back to Bevilacqua. Jackson at the top to Whittle. Gives it to Snell on the right wing. She comes around the screen from Whittle. Gives the pass back inside. Good defense as Tsai stepped around and knocked the ball loose. And now they have it back at the other end with Chiang. Off into the corner. 3-point shot blocked by Snell on Lan. And it'll be Chinese Taipei still with the ball underneath. It'll be Chien looking to inbound. It gives it to Chiang. Shot wouldn't go. It was an air ball. Whittle picks it up. Gets around the corner to Bevilacqua. Down the middle of the court. Left side is Snell. Jackson in the middle. Comes back to Whittle. Down to Jackson driving at the basket. And another layup wouldn't quite go. But she was fouled in the act of shooting by number 9, I think. It is called for her first two. And Jackson will go back to the free throw line again. 7-4 right now. In favour of the Opals. As Jackson at the line makes the first free throw. Finger up for one more. Jackson makes them both, but got 7 points already early here for the Opals. They go up 9 points to 4. Now as Land drives away to the right. Down for Tsai. Back inside, it's Chiang driving in at the basket. Comes up with a huge layup. And fouled in the act of shooting. We'll put her at the line. It's the first foul on Whittle. It was Whittle called for the foul. And that will put Chiang at the line to try and make the three-point play. Left that one short. Back down onto Jackson's hand. Easiest rebound of the night for her. Bevilacqua across to Somerton. Back for Jackson. Bevilacqua into Whittle, low post on the left side. Shot. Won't go. And Chien comes up with a defensive rebound. Long pass down to Land. He decides to pull it up and will replay it. Chiang from the top. Left that one short. Snell with a defensive rebound. Dribbles down the left wing. Looking for Somerton on the right. He's left alone out there. She'll put on the floor and drive inside. Pass back to Whittle. Tips it back to Bevilacqua. Into Whittle. Down the centre of the lane. Whittle's first basket for the night. The afternoon. And it's 11-6. 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Tsai gets it on the right wing. Drives baseline. Whittle just stays with her and blocks the shot. Too much height right now for the Opals. Snell gets it on the right wing. She'll dribble in at the basket. Layup will go for Snell. The first basket. 13-6, the early lead. Chiang on the left wing for Chinese Taipei. Comes around the screen. Driving down the centre of the lane. Jackson will be called, I believe, for the foul. And that'll be the first on Lauren for the night. She's going to sit down. Holly Grimer will come in for her. Jacinta Hamilton will come in for Jenny Whittle. And just take out a couple of the big bigs and bring in a couple of slightly smaller bigs. But plenty of height in this Australian team, too much for the Chinese Taipei side. We'll put Chiang at the line though. Chiang misses the first of the free throws. She got the 4 points so far. 6:33 to go. Makes her first free throw for the afternoon as Chinese Taipei want to make a change. They can do it after a made free throw. It's the shooter, obviously. No, number 9, Chu, coming off. And Lin is in. Oh, Hugh Mai. There's three Lins in the same surname. So Hugh Mai is into the game for the Taipei. Grimer gets it at the top of the key. Back to Somerton on the right. Gets it to Snell under good defensive pressure. Snell gets it on the floor. Drives across the key. Pass down to Grimer. Back outside Bevilacqua. Three from the top with 4 seconds on the shot clock. And a Land appealing, saying no, she took a dive, but the referee doesn't believe that.
Yeah, she's up there saying, she's actually up there saying she ends up on her ass every time she makes a shot. You can't be penalising me for that.
She'd be listening to Tom Maher.
And so
Bevilacqua will go to the line.
Sun will come in too.
Number 7 is in for Chinese Taipei. Bevilacqua going to the line. Well, I thought she was well out in 3-point territory, so we'll see how many she gets. Bevilacqua makes her first point for the night. Had a big scoring night up in Cairns as well, which is kind of unusual for Cully. She only makes the two. That's all they gave her. So it's 15-7, 6 minutes to go till quarter time. The Sun gets it over to Chiang, who has it stolen away by Snell. Down for Somerton. Layup won't go. Snell will finish it off on the outside. Snelly with her first basket of the night. No, second, in fact. 4 points for Snelly. There's a Hugh Mai tries to get into the front court. Grimer with the defensive, with the steal, and then the Australians blow it. The poor pass inside. Chen working it away to the right side now for Taipei. Around the corner goes inside, but Tsai locked and fouled in the act of shooting.
Ollie's going to get that one against her, I think.
Yep. On eight it is. So that'll be the first on Holly Grimer as we get a timeout called by Chinese Taipei, understandably. It's been all the opals here. And it's Sam Richards is about to come back in as well. Maybe Katrina Herbert coming back into the opals to get their first taste. But it's been all the opals right from the start when Lauren had the first 5 points on the opals. 17-7. They really are dominating it out there right now.
They are, and it's interesting to see how Chinese Taipei, who don't have a lot of height, matching up when they do have, Lauren and also Jenny out there, because the height that they both have is so much above them that there's really nothing they can do. They've just got to try and keep them out of the paint or keep the ball from getting into them. That's a pretty tough job with the guards and the shooting guards and also the small forwards that this price attack Opal side have. They're already very, very well drilled after a successful Commonwealth Games campaign where they took gold there. And it is just a big ask for the Chinese Taipei team, but I'm sure they would appreciate to be brought into this sort of competition to be able to gain this sort of experience. All too often, we give New Zealand this opportunity to learn how to play big games. I guess in some respects, it's better we don't promote New Zealand basketball.
Well, it's been doing wonders for New Zealand basketball, even though the women's program obviously ain't catching up, but as quickly as the men's program has. But yeah, it's all good anyway. It was Tsai went to the line, made both the free throws for China, for Taipei, and it's 17-9 as Sam Richards is back in, is into the game. She'll dribble down the left wing. Holly Grimer in front of it, gets it to her in a high post. Turn around, looking at the defense, gives it to Hamilton at the free throw line. Jacinta comes up with her first basket for the afternoon, and it's 19-9, the lead back to 10 as Chien brings it across center court. Gets it off to Hugh Mai. Gives it down into the side, putting it on the floor, driving inside against Hibbert. Hook shot inside is good from side. She's got 4 points for the game. Hibbert brings it back in the front court. Richards to Grimer, Wilson right side. Hamilton low post. Turn around on the baseline. Shot runs around the room and drops off. And it's Chien with the defensive rebound for Taipei. A little bit of hesitancy getting it across centre court, but they finally do. Chien on the left wing then, setting up the play. Coming around the screen was Yu Mai. Drives inside and comes up with a very good basket. Her first points for the night for Taipei. Australia have it back. Wilson, the pass inside, tipped away. Grimer, they go back inside to Grimer, and as she drives at the basket, she's fouled. Basket wouldn't go. Car called on number 14 for Taipei, which is Tsai, and she's got her first foul.
I was about to say, I've been very impressed with Sal so far. Looks like we've got another timeout call here, this time by Coach Sterling. And very impressed with Tsai so far in this game. She's been playing very tall, one of the few talls in this side, and has really lifted. And great to see such a huge Chinese Taipei contingent here. A number of fans out there waving the Australian and Chinese Taipei flags together. And they've been very vocal in the early going here.
Yeah, good to see some of the local ethnic community coming out to support their teams, of course, in the Opals World Challenge. But it's going to be a very tough game here for Chinese Taipei. We've already lost twice in that scrimmage game and in the competition game by around about 40 points on both occasions. So, and the way it's done, they just don't have the height. As you said, when Harley and Lauren were out there, they were giving away huge advantage. Holly Grimer and Sid Hamilton were sent in as the replacements, and they're still taller than any of the players for Taipei, so they've got a bit of a problem right through this whole game. Australia will inbound the ball once Taipei are back out there. Underneath their offensive basket, it'll be Hibbert looking to inbound the pass. Australia are now set up. Taipei there. The ball is handed over to Hibbert. She'll look to inbound it. Wilson cuts away to the left. She gets the pass. Drives it along the baseline. Layup won't go. Hibbert inside with a rebound. And she put it on the floor. It was on the end of it. On the end line. Taipei will get it back. It is Liu with the ball in the backcourt. He'll bring it across centre court. Hand off to Nguyen. Nguyen going back to left. Finds Sun on the left wing. Comes back to Nguyen. Inside they go. Turnaround jumper inside from Chiang. Won't go. And the Opals get it back through Grimer. And Wilson, Richards will bring it across centre court. Richards gives it to Grimer. Grimer turn around. Hand off to Wilson. Driving left. Richards pass inside to Grimer. Outlet pass for Hibbert for a three from the right. And all net from Katarina Hibbert. Her first basket for the night. It's all net, and it was nice ball movement around the key. And Carly Wilson gets called for a foul.
That's against Wilson, that one.
Yep. First on Carly. And as Hugh Mai had it on the right wing. It'll be Nguyen to inbound the ball. Gets it into Hugh Mai. Hands back off to Nguyen. Goes left side. Liu with the ball. Goes inside. Taking it at the basket is Chiang. And Chiang comes up with her seventh point for the night. As well for Chinese Taipei. It's 22-15. The 3 minutes till quarter time. Not the defensive battle we saw in the early game. Grimer off to Wilson on the right wing. Dribbles back to centre court. Richards left side finds Hamilton. Finds Wilson on the right for three. Won't go. Hamilton with the offensive board. Sticks it back in. Centre Hamilton's got 4 points. For the Oakland early as well. Hugh Meyer with a long pass down to Nguyen. She has to chuck it along the baseline. Keeps it alive though. And Liu will set up the play. Right side it is for Nguyen. Dribbles back to centre court. 3 point shot from the top from who was the number seven there? Sun comes up good, and you'd expect the Taipei side to hit a lot of threes. Usually pretty good 3 point shooting side. As Wilson has it on the left wing, back for Richards, down to Grimer, takes it to the basket. In a drop to Holly Grimer, her first basket of the night as well. And it's 26 to 18, 2 minutes left. As Sun Nguyen drives down the centre of the lane. Sun with an acrobatic pass to keep it alive. In they go with Liu. Dribbles down to the baseline, hands back off. Hugh Mai drives him down the centre of the lane. Knocks Hibbert out of the way. Basket won't go for an Australia. We're back at the other end. Richards down for Hamilton. And Hamilton with her 6 point for the game for DeSouza. Minute 43, it's a 10-point lead again, 28-18. They put some full-court pressure on the Taipei side. Come up with a steal. Grimer around the corner for Hamilton. Hamilton's got 8. That was just full pressure which they've gone to, looks like, here until quarter time. And Nguyen will bring it across centre court this time and set up on the left wing. Dribbles to centre court. Right side, she finds Sun. Puts up a 3, won't go. But we have a foul called inside, and it could be Jacinta Hamilton, judging by, yep. And that will be first foul on Jacinta. As Liu comes out, and I can see through the referee, it'll be Chu Wen who's coming for Taipei. As Chiang will be going to the line, she's got 7 points already. And Chiang at the line then for a couple of free throws. Makes the first. Power situation. Yeah, the Australians are already in the penalty. And really, Taipei are. They've committed 4 fouls already for the quarter as well. Any more will be at the line. Chiang makes the second. She's got 9 points for the game. So Richards will bring it back in the front court on the right wing. Hibbert's out there. Gets it to her. Grimer sits up the centre of the court. Back to Hibbert. Good defense from Taipei. Last inside from Richards to Grimer, who misses the layup. And she cuts to the basket. And Taipei will look to bring it across center court. Nguyen dribbling down the center of the court. Back to Chiang, driving from behind. Won't go for her. Grimer tipped it out. Found Hugh Mai on the right wing. 3-point shot down in the corner from Nguyen wouldn't go. And the Australian Opals again have the ball. It's Hibbert and Richards in the back court who bring it across center court. Just looking to set up a play. Goes to Wilson on the left wing. Grimer at the top, pivot right wing, gets it back to Grimer, left wing to Wilson. Back to Grimer, good ball movement. Now Grimer puts it on the floor, drives to the baseline. Puts up a shot as the shot clock is expiring. Holly Grimer, and 4 points for her. That was just in time. Just got it off before the 24 seconds expired, and I don't think she realised it was that close.
Chan still really their only option to basket now, Chinese Taipei. And with her, well, playing big minutes, it's going to be tough for her to back up with the three games we're going to see in Canberra tonight over the week.
Went with the three as the 8 o'clock will expire for quarter time. 12-point lead at quarter time in favour of the Opals, 32-20, as probably what we would have expected. Lauren Jackson with seven, Jacinta Hamilton, in fact, Lake being the leading scorer, and she did probably spend a lot more time out there, but lots of scorers. Hibbert, Reiner, Hamilton, Somerton, Snell, Whittle, and Jackson have all scored in the first quarter for the Opals. Here in the first quarter against Chinese Taipei.
Well, we're hoping to get Coach Graff's thoughts on this first term. As he puts the cans on, we'll give Mark a chance to get his breath back, because it's awful hard. Even when you're used to watching these Australian girls go around, you get so used to seeing them in their team uniform, you put them in back in the bodysuit and of course different numbers. It does make it hard, let alone having to call a foreign team.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are doing a great job. Well, between listening to you and playing music and answering media questions, I'm sure you're doing a fantastic job. But I mean, I guess, you know, I was speaking to Lauren Jackson last night and Tully, they said that, you know, they came out sluggish against Chinese Taipei a couple of days ago in Cairns. And, I think they've come out a little hard this time to make sure they get on top of Taipei really early, you know, get out and run, push them a little bit defensively. And I think that's working for them. Coach Sterling's had a chance to rotate the bench freely, rest Lauren a bit. I think, you know, they'll be keen not to play Lauren too much in this game and get her out so that she's got, you know, a lot of legs and a lot of energy come Wednesday night.
I guess the other thing that has been important for these two games is the amount of schools that have participated in it, and they're certainly making a lot of noise. So hopefully this is what we'll see in the two night games when we have Australia playing China and the USA.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, these are games you don't get a chance to see often. You know, Olympic standard basketball, people playing for their countries, it's huge stuff. So hopefully we'll get huge crowds out here.
All right, well, Coach Graff, your thoughts on the Chinese Taipei team, because they are a little undermanned as compared to the other three in the Opals World Challenge, but I guess important for their development to be out here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, obviously, I don't know a lot about them. I've been out of the international game as far as the national team for a few years, so I don't know much about their players, although I was pretty impressed with number six, was it? Chicken hoop. But I don't know too much about the other guys. But, you know, classically Asian style, quick, like to shoot the perimeter shot. You know, I like some of their defensive stuff. They try and, you know, shoot lanes and come up with some steals. So, you know, like you say, really important for a team that's not quite as highly ranked as Australia, USA or even China to be a part of this tournament.
Well, Coach Kerry Graff joining us throughout quarter time, half time. We'll try and get Jess Bibby up here to relieve you for a little while too.
No worries.
At some stage. But Marcus, in the second quarter is back underway. Phillips gets it over the top to Jackson as the Opals will start to build up momentum once again.
Yeah, they made a couple of changes. Jackson is back out there. She gets it to screen on the right side. Down to Phillips, who's coming for the first time as well. She dribbles back towards centre court, then puts it on the floor, drives inside and fair, and Phillips with her first basket for the game. As in her first real touch here. She must be feeling good after that one. Just as Land turns it over in the front court for Taipei. Jackson, Somerton, back to Jackson. Getting a little bit too cute in there, I think, sometimes. Jackson with nine. And as it came up with the easy basket, probably Lauren should have just gone at it the first time. Being a little bit too nice. Probably looking for an assist, trying to boost her stats or something or other. Chu, back out to Chien on the left wing. She puts up a shot as she drives inside. Jackson, defensive rebound off to Phillips. Phillips looking for a quick pass downfield and couldn't get it there. But finally gets it down to screen on the left wing. Has the ball knocked away, controls it. Jackson back for Snell. Snell now dribbles slowly away to the right wing. Pass into Somerton. Nobody there as Somerton couldn't handle it. Good defensive pressure from Land. Knocking, getting in contact there with Somerton and knocked it away. So it'll be Taipei with it in the backcourt. It's Lou, brings it down the right wing. Somerton watching her, drives to the baseline. Snell comes across on help out. Lou will pass it back out to Chien. Chien, back into Chiang. Chiang backing in against Snell. Goes between her and Jackson to get a little layup. She is playing well. 11 points for Chiang. Snell back to screen at the top.
Sounds
off screen, and it'll be another substitution. Number 17 is Lee, Wang Tang Lee for Taipei, coming in replacing Yung Chi Chu. Australia with the Opals have it in the front court. Snell gets it on the left wing. Jackson's in front of her, trying to set up a screen. Back for Phillips, right side the screen. Down to Somerton. Somerton, low post, turnaround jumper. Won't go for a ball loose. No, Phillips gets in and steals it. Phillips then looking, does she control it? Does. Gets back for Snell. And screen at the top. We'll go to Jackson. Low post, low on the line. Shot wouldn't go. Tip back from Snell to Jackson, who goes at the basket, lays it in for 11th point for the game for Lauren Jackson. And Kaiser is the game high scorer. She's Chiang for Chinese Taipei.
Doing it very easy, as this time the shot's put up by Lan, and Lan will make the two from the just inside three. The three-point arc. It was counted as a three. I thought she was just inside.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I thought it was a three, but anyway, we'll check that one later. Jackson gets the ball on the right wing. Cross court, fine screen on the baseline. The pass inside, knocked loose, and off goes number 17, Snee.
Lee was off to the races then.
She was off to the races, and good defense. Somerton getting back, knocked it loose. I thought I'd seen 11 and I didn't have that on the sheet. Phillips with it in the front court. Goes down to Somerton. Back for Phillips on the left wing. Dribbles into the corner. Comes back to screen. Cross court to find Jackson on the right wing. Snell in front of her. Jackson calling for someone else. Now down to Snell. Turnaround jumper from Snell. He's good. Belinda Snell, 6 points. Funny, the other day I saw a report at one of the games and she was called Penny Snell. Lee with a layup at the other end, saw Jackson coming from the left and missed it. Snell brings it back into the front court. You'd have to start calling it Penny Snell instead of Belinda. Phillips driving around the screen and a holding foul is called on Chien for Taipei, and that'll be the first foul against Chien. And the Australians will make another substitution. Whittle coming back in. And it's Somerton that was going out.
I tell you what, Phillips, they were wearing the singlets for the first time this year, but you see Erin Phillips now in the bodysuit, and you can just see how much development she's done in the body.
I think she's getting ready to go to the WNBA, so she's certainly decided to do some work on it. Jackson drives into the basket, 13 for Lauren now.
Fitting, she could roll out for old man's old team, Port Adelaide, the way she's looking there.
Yeah, indeed she is. Chiang inside, nice move under the basket. She's got 13 as well. The Taipei screen across to Snell.
Going, you want me inside to get you that translator there, Graffy, for the recruiting? Ray Tomlinson over there having a look at this game as well.
Yeah, well, he's recruiting for Albury Wodonga. He actually had a good one. He picked up Lauren for a game for China in the Siebel competition. And Lauren scored 45 points to give Aubrey Redonga a win in their first ever game inside. Australia with the ball underneath the offensive basket. Straight out to Snell. Three from the left. Won't go. Inside it was Lee that came up with a defensive rebound. And Taipei bring it down. Phillips, great steal. Acrobatic, kept it alive. Back to Snell in the front court. And Snell comes up with an easy layup, 8 for the game for...
Now, does Phillips get the assist for that?
Well, I think she should. Probably won't. 3 points side from the left wing from Lan, won't go. Jackson, another defensive rebound. Gets it to Screen, who brings it into the front court. Phillips will set up the play from the top. Whittle and Snell on the left, Jackson on the right. Whittle high post, gets the ball. Snell comes around the screen. Goes to Phillips' left wing, down for Whittle low post. And the foul will be called on Lan, number 8. That'll be her third, if that's correct, it is. As Chien goes out, Wen comes back in, but I think very shortly you'll have Lan sitting down too, 3 fouls already this early in the game. Snell to inbound then, underneath the offensive basket, straight to Harley. Hits it. 14-foot jump from the left wing. And Jenny Whittle's first, second basket. She's got four. Taipei's reply doesn't go. Snell with a defensive rebound down for Bevan Lackworth with an easy layup. Wasn't even contested by the defensive player. Just let it go. Lee. I think Taipei want to talk about things because there was just no effort defensively there on trying to block Bevan Lackworth going in for an easy layup. Ball knocked away. Almost thought we were having to do a save job on the computers, but nothing there. Timeout call by Chinese Taipei. And it's 48-27. Certainly the Goldmark Opals doing a great job.
Price attack.
Opals, I should say.
Yeah, it has been.
Price attack. I'm so used to some of the old terms. Yeah. But the Opals have absolutely dominated. It's up by 21 and not even half time yet.
No, it has been a dominating performance. But the Chinese Taipei fans who have come out here to watch have been doing a great job. They have really been out there cheering hard, even though they know their team has a huge uphill battle. And they've been able to really stand up and support this side, which has got a few players, as Coach Graff said, can play some boots. So hopefully we can see a good contest still coming up for the restaurant. I want for the rest of the game. It is 48-27, and we are looking at a return to the court for Wilson, Grimer, Bevilacqua, Screen, and Whittle. So a slightly different lineup here for the Price Attack Opals.
Yep, Jackson has sat down. It'll be a Taipei, though, with the ball. Wynn on the right wing will inbound the pole as Bevilacqua's in front of it, and she finally gets it into Chu Wynn. Gets it down low. They move it around to the left wing. It's Land drives underneath, tries to pass through about five players and knocked out of bounds by the Opals. And it will be Taipei ball underneath the basket, under their offensive basket. Wynn goes to inbound it. 6 seconds on the shot clock. The referee very kindly telling her, giving her the notice. Lee gets the ball straight off the inbound pass. Shot wouldn't go, dropped on the basket 3-4 times. And does come off Grimer out of bounds. Jenny would have stood there thinking, oh no, we're going to get the ball. But no, Taipei again will inbound the ball. Wynn from underneath their offensive basket. Goes outside to Land. She'll put it on the floor and drive inside against Screen and gets fouled in the act of shooting, perhaps. She is. She'll be going to the line for a couple of free throws. So Land with a chance. She's already got 5 points. Had a big three from the left wing before. 4 minutes and 29 seconds still to go till half time. Misses the first free throw. 48-27, the Opals lead. Second one won't go either. Screen stepped in and grabbed the defensive rebound. I'll give it to Bevilacqua to bring into the front court. Sets up in the middle. Goes around Wilson to the right wing. It's to Whittle. In pass to Grimer. Couldn't control it. Kept alive by Land. And they get it down into the front court. Wynn. Left side to Land. Land looking to use a screen. Put up a 3-point shot from the left wing. Won't go. Whittle with a defensive rebound. Quickly to Bevilacqua. She's got Grimer on the right. And Bevilacqua, though, drives inside. Lap won't go. Kept alive by Grimer. Off the head of Land. Back for Whittle at the top. Left side's Wilson for three. It won't go, and the ball kept alive. Land ends up with a defensive rebound into the front court. Gets it back from Wynn. Wynn down to Wynn. In the end, they just stuffed it up.
Well, I think that was
the basket.
That was good defense from Carly Wilson.
Should have gone earlier. Yeah, Wilson came back with good help out defense, but they stuffed it up. Took too long. Whittle put the ball at the top. Hands off to Grimer. Going right side. Bevilacqua cutting back inside. That's knocked to the ground. Absolutely monster. Wade Telly went down. You thought she'd been killed. Chu Wynn is called for the foul. Bit of acting involved, but she did. It was contact anyway. And Australia will have the ball. Not quite into the penalty situation yet. Hibbert's come in for the Opals. Hamilton's in as well. As Hibbert will inbound the ball underneath the offensive basket. Straight to Grimer. Grimer scores. 6 points for Holly Grimer. Now, Nguyen brings it back down. Quickly off to Chu Nguyen. Shot won't go, and the defensive rebound too easy for Grimo. And the Opals just controlling this. 3 minutes to go till three-quarter, till halftime. Pass from Hibbert down to Hamilton. Double-teamed underneath the basket, throws it away, and it was Nguyen who came up for the steal. Chu Nguyen gets it to Lee to bring down the left wing. Nice ball movement back to find number seven Sun for the three-pointer from the corner. She's got six. 50 to 30, the lead back to 20. Ain't going to make a difference. Grimer off to Hibbert on the right wing. Hamilton in front of her. Can't get it to her. Wilson from the top. Shot won't go. Grimer inside. He'll tip it away out of bounds. And it'll be Taipei ball under at the defensive end of the court.
Again, Chinese Taipei, they're just pushing it down the floor, but they don't seem to be set up when they get down there.
Yeah, not enough control once they get down there. Hugh Mai with the ball. I'm going to bring it across centre court. Just gets it across. Sun drives inside and then tries to throw a pass to Lee, which was around her ankles. And surprisingly, she didn't get a hold of it. The Opals get it back. Bevilacqua bring it across centre court. On the right was Wilson. Went to Hibbert on the left. Being watched very closely by Hugh Mai. And as Hibbert dribbled away to centre court, it is Hugh Mai who was called for the foul.
That was a tough one to call on there because there was a fair bit of holding going on.
And she was finding around the screen, trying to get around. But that should be in the penalty. Yep. Messages got out there, and so it'll be Hibbert who should go to the line for a couple of free throws. 50 to 30, 2 minutes and 11 seconds on the shot clock. As the crowd trying to get behind the Taipei side and trying to cheer them on. Hibbert at the free throw line makes the first. She's got 4 points for the game. And makes them both. So 5 for Hibbert. As they try to put on some defensive pressure full court. Nguyen does well to get it across centre court on the right wing. Down to Hugh Mai. Hugh Mai into the corner for Lee. For Chu Nguyen it was. Back out for Sun, who's a three-pointer from the top. Wouldn't go. Hamilton with a defensive rebound. Bevilacqua into the front court. Knocked loose by Chu Nguyen. Nguyen cross court to Sun, who had to reach behind her and was off balance. Lost it out of bounds. And another turnover against Taipei. Minute 47 to go till half time. Bevilacqua will bring it across centre court. Jenny Sterling up just talking to the bench. I guess checking on the timeout situations, perhaps. I don't know. Hibbert drives to the baseline. Has the ball. Well, she actually fouled. And it'll be number 12, Hugh Mai. And that'll be second foul on her. That'll put Hibbert at the line again for a couple more free throws as Taipei are in the penalty situation. No trouble for the Opals. They've only been called for one this quarter. And Hibbert makes another one. She's got 6 for the game. Makes them both. 7 then for Katrina Hibbert. And they go to full court pressure. The ball into Hugh Mai. Gets it across to the left wing. It is Nguyen who drives it down the left wing. Off to Sun from the right wing. Shot won't go. Wilson grabs the long rebound and dribbles straight down court. But plenty of defense back there, so she'll wait for the help. Gives it to Hamilton, high post. Hands off to Bevilacqua, cutting along the baseline. Off defensive post out of bounds. And it'll be the Opals to have the ball under their offensive basket. Chinese Taipei make a change. Su Yu will come in. And Sun will sit down. 13 seconds on the shot clock and a minute 13 on the game clock. As a long inbound pass goes out to Bevilacqua at the top to set up the play. Hamilton left wing. Looking for Hibbert, low post. Can't get it to it. Goes cross court. Wilson drives into the paint behind a screen from Grimer. And it looks like number 17 it is. Lee. And this will put Wilson at line for more free throws. With a minute and 3 seconds left, 54-30. Opals leading here, approaching halftime. Wilson at the line. This is the first, came off the back of the rim. Gets the second though. Gets the chance to take a second. It'll be lane violation if she missed it anyway, but she didn't. Carly Wilson, that's her first point for the afternoon. inbound pass from Taipei came off Hibbert out of bounds, so Taipei will still have it in the back court. Plenty of full court pressure going on here from the Opals. Inbound pass, Hibbert comes up with a steal, off to Grimer from straight out in front, banks it in off the glass. Holly Grimer's got 8 points. And it's 57 to 30 with 50 seconds to go. Taipei trying to get in into the front court. They do this time with Nguyen on the right wing. Chu Nguyen helped her out. The pass inside then to Chu Nguyen. Lost the handle on as she tried to take it in. Hibbert with a steal.
Shalay.
Yep.
By two.
Ball, so Australia will have it in the back court. 38 seconds left. Probably one, maybe two last possessions for the Opals before we get to half time. Leading by 27. Bevilacqua looking to set up the play. She's got Hamilton on the right wing, way outside, to give it back to Bevilacqua. Left side to Wilson. Wilson down into the corner behind the referee. I can't see who it is. Hibbert back to Wilson. Wilson back to Hibbert. Hibbert drives to the baseline. 4 seconds on the shot clock, and we have
Hamilton's got a violation in the key. 3 seconds.
It was a 3 second violation, yeah. Was it? Yeah. Well, first time we've seen that one called.
Can't get away with it as much. No. Three referees in these games.
Yeah, there's three people watching, yeah. True. But then they Taipei turn it over. Grimer back for Bevilacqua at half court. Drives downside. Second pocket ticking away as Bevilacqua drove inside. And Zhu Yu knocked the ball away out of bounds. Hibbert will inbound the ball with 8.3 seconds. Quickly to the left wing. Grimer three. It was long. Quick out the pass. Time for a one last shot from Nguyen. Drives to the other end of the basket. Over the top of the basket and gets it in time. Good effort there from Chinese Taipei to come up with the last score before. Yep, they've given it 57-32. So the lead 25 is, yeah, there was plenty of time and she just dribbled to the other end of the court. They let her go.
They did. It was quite amazing that they gave her so much free space. But Mark, here at halftime, we'll give you a chance to get your breath back and let Jess Bibby sit down as, well, the new member of Basketball Canberra and, of course, of the Canberra Transact Capitals. What's this, Jess? You're only going to play for defending premiers now, is that right?
It looks a bit like that, doesn't it? I've played in two championships with Dandenong and jump ship and played for the team that just beat it, but no, that didn't have anything to do with it at all. I mean, Canberra's a quality program, and the offer to come up here was too good to reject, so I'm looking forward to having an impact with the Caps.
So you're already working in the Basketball Canberra office?
Yeah, I was up here very, very quickly, sort of in the last, I've been here for about a week now, and yeah, a week learning in the office and have no idea what I'm doing, but hopefully I'll pick it up pretty quickly.
The move, a little bit unsettling, but you didn't live here before, so you know the lay of the land.
Look, I've lived here for about 2 weeks, but look, I've probably lived in quite a few places over the last couple of years, so moving about's not too unusual for me, and look, I've settled in quite well, and it'll be good once, you know, the group, I guess, gets together and starts training in a couple of months from now, and I can get to know a few more people instead of just sitting in my room by myself.
All in all, of course, you've had a pretty rough time of it over the last few years with back troubles and what have you. How's that all going with your recuperation? You feel like you're fully fit?
Yeah, look, I've been back, I guess, going flat out for probably about the last 8 weeks. So in terms of, you know, I guess being at 100%, that takes basketball games to sort of get that. So and I'm playing in the off-season in the ABA competition. So I would definitely expect by the time pre-season rolled around that I'd be well and truly 100%. And the back's doing fine, and I just got to look after it properly. And, you know, I'm not 20 anymore. I can't just roll out of bed and run out onto the court and start playing, but as long as I manage it properly, I don't seem to be having a problem.
I guess mentally it's the thing that you've got to overcome, knowing how much pain you went through. You've got to be able to put that out of your mind so you can run on the court and go at it 100%.
Yeah, I've never, even after the first surgery that I had, I didn't have a, I remember the first training session I had back, it was almost the first play, I dove on a loose ball and everyone just sort of stopped and was like, what are you doing? And it didn't, you know, I sort of didn't second guess myself, and you know, that's something that, you know, I've been lucky enough that I haven't had, so I don't sort of have a problem putting my body on the line, which is probably why I've had so many injury problems.
Your assistant coach your former coach is assistant coach out in Gary Fox, and obviously all you girls at Dandenong seem to have such a great relationship together and with Gary as well.
Yeah, the group that we've had the last few years, everyone got along so well on and off the court, and you know, and Gary's got a lot of respect throughout the group, and I've had Gary as part of my development since I was about you know, 11 or 12, so that was sort of very hard to leap in, because I got a lot of respect for him, and he's a great coach, and whatever squad that Dandenong have on the floor next year, I'm sure they'll be really competitive.
Now, an important question, who do you follow on the footy?
I'm an absolutely one-eyed Carlton supporter.
Oh, finally!
AFL, love it.
Snelly with Essendon and all these other gypsies that don't follow a quality team.
Oh, absolutely one-eyed Carlton.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yes, because I think Sharpie, who's just left the team, well, he's a Geelong supporter.
Good riddance.
Yeah, that's it. Of course, Jenny goes for Brisbane, how she's up there, and it's good to see a Carlton member back in the side.
Exactly, a true supporter.
Tom, of course, when he was coaching, he was a Carlton supporter.
He's Carlton as well?
Yeah, but you got Bucks to the North.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully a lot of Carlton supporters have sort of jumped in the closet the last couple of years, and hopefully if we can have a little bit of success, we'll be nice and strong again.
Yes, that's it. But, well, for yourself, ABA ball in the southeast. In the Waratah.
No, I'm down to Melbourne to play with my junior team, Kilsyth, on the weekend. So,
which used to be Gary's team as well.
Exactly. As I said, I've had him coaching me since I was in the under-12s at Kilsyth. So, yeah, you know, I've sort of, you know, made the commitment to play with Kilsyth in the off-season, and, you know, they've had such a big part in my development that I, you know, want to sort of stick out that commitment with them.
Because you're going to be coaching with the DJ, Coach DJ, Kerry Graff. She'll be your coach next year, and obviously you're looking forward to getting some extra things in your arsenal too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I said, I've probably only had two or three coaches in my whole career, and, you know, Graffy has such a great reputation around the league and has got so much experience, and, you know, I'm sure, I mean, already in a session that we've had, she's picked up a few bits and pieces with my shot that I can improve on, and, you know, I'm looking forward to improving under her.
Well, Jess, it's been a pleasure to catch up with you. All the best for the ABA season, and then, of course, we'll see you back up here suited up in that Transact Capital
Centre. Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot.
All the best for that. Jessica Bibby joining us here at halftime as, well, the Price Attack Opals 57 leading the Chinese Taipei 32. And I thought I saw Jeff Tripp here a moment ago. It'd be nice to have a chat with the operations manager of the Basketball Australia. But, of course, he's walked off just as we wanted to go and have a chat with him. Rachel's not here and about either, so we might take a short break here at halftime. Between the Price Attack Opals and Chinese Taipei, where the Opals lead 57-32. Well, the teams are making their way back to the benches here to start the second half of the Opals World Challenge, game number 6 between the Price Attack Opals and Chinese Taipei. And, well, interestingly enough, the Capitals connection has had a reasonable influence here. Bevel Aqua with 4 points. Jackson, of course, top scorer with 13. And Whittle with 4. Not a lot of minutes from them all, but good impact minutes when they've been out there.
Yeah, nobody's really played too many minutes. Jackson's played 8 minutes. Whittle's 6. And Bevel Aqua with almost 10 minutes. So, yeah, nobody really. Obviously, Jan Sterling has opportunity to run the bench through here and get everyone some time, so we'll probably see that right through the game, people like Aaron Phillips, who haven't had much time lately, will spend a fair bit of time out there. Rebounding tells a bit of the tale, 26-14 in favour of the Australians. The assists are 13-3. Chinese Taipei only 3 assists at half time. Shows how hard they are having setting each other up for plays. And the shooting percentages tell the story as well. Taipei 33% overall, 23% from 3-point land. And for Australia, 62%. Overall, and they've hit 2 of 6 from 3-point land as well, hitting 75%, going to the line 12 times. Taipei did go to the line 9 times, which surprises me. I just don't remember them going to the line that often in the first half. We'll be starting the second half shortly. The team's getting final instructions before they come back out. Leading scorers then for Taipei, number 6, Peng Chung Chiang, 13 points. Chen Peng Sung with 6. And Juju Lam with 5, their leading scorers. While for the Opals, Warren Jackson with 13. Holly Grimer and Jacinta Hamilton both with 8. Katrina and Herbert with 7. Belinda Snell with 8. Plenty of scorers. Not quite into double figures yet. As we're about to start the third quarter.
Looks like I've got enough hand signals going here that Bucks is going to come over and join you.
We might get some help. Bucks might be over.
We'll have the coaching staff of the Capitals over here soon.
Well, that's good. Screen, Richards are out there right now with Whittle, Grimer and Snell as the Taipei have the ball. As they first time they get to drive inside. It was Chu trying to put up a shot, had it blocked. They still have the ball, though, through Liu on the left wing. She drives down the centre of the lane and is fouled in the act of shooting. So a good aggressive start as they look to take the ball inside against the taller Opals. And the first foul is caught on number 7, who is Screen. And that's her second foul for the game for the Opals.
Screen. Yes.
So it'll be Liu to go to the line for the free throws. Makes the first. First point for the game.
Yeah, it's interesting to see just how this Taipei side comes out in this third quarter, because they know they've had a bit of a roasting. They're 25 points down, but they've got a lot of pride, this country, and obviously they've got a lot of tenacity considering how long they've staved off some other opponents.
Yep, indeed they have. Makes them both, did Lou. So she's got her first 2 points for the game. Now Richards has it in the front court. Dribbles away towards the left side. Gets it to Whittle inside. Back off to Screen. Back for Richards. Screen left alone on the right for the three-point attempt. All net from Jenny Screen. She's on the board. 3 points for her. And Bucks is about to join me as Chen has it back in the front court. Three-point shot from Lan on the right wing. Wouldn't go. And the Opals quickly get it back down court. Screen on the right to Grimer on the left. Looking for Whittle inside, couldn't get it to her. Comes back to Richards, off to Snell on the right wing. Finds it Whittle, down to Grimer, cutting to the basket. Lab won't go for it. Grimer gets her own rebound back. Off to Richards, back for Snell. Snell with a three-pointer from the right. And that's what Belinda Snell does. And that's her first attempt, I think, for the from three-point land. Oh, no, she did have one in the first. I didn't remember, but that's the first one she's made here. And you'd expect it. And Peter Buckle has joined me. Bucks, what are your thoughts on the game so far?
Yeah, well, it's a good game for the Opals to get stuck in Canberra, isn't it? You know, the Chinese Taipei obviously are not as strong as the other two teams. But it's good for the Opals to get out and get running in front of all the crowd here today.
Yeah, another turnover against Taipei. They just don't have the height to compete with the Opals.
No, they don't. But tell you what, they've got some slick moves. Getting down the floor pretty quick. They're up and under moves. They're taking on Jackson. They're not afraid to have a go, which is great to see.
Yeah. We're, of course, in the recruiting period right now for the Capitals. We were sitting here with Curry just before, and their number 6, Chiang, who's certainly a fair goer for them in the first quarter, in the first half.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And she had some great inside moves and step-throughs and took Lauren Jackson off the dribble a couple of times, which is great to see.
Yeah. But, well, of course, they'd be a lot more available than the Chinese team themselves. Of course, Chinese Taipei are a lot more available to go other places than they.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, you know, yeah. We'll see how they work out over the next few days. Might have someone for you to chat to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. See if we can recruit.
Yeah, well, we were talking with Jess Bibby just before as well. He's just come on board. Taipei moving the ball and a blocking foul on Screen. That's third on. It moved across in front of her, says the referee.
Something the Opals certainly need to work on, I think, though, is their containment of the ball. Chinese Taipei is getting to the rack a little bit too easy on them.
Taipei with him with the ball from the right wing is Chien. Gets it down to Chiang, the one we were just talking about. Pull-up jumper won't go. It's a little bit long, and Scream with a defensive rebound will bring it across centre court. Richards on the right, Whittle in front of her, gets it at the top. Snell, down for Grimer on the left wing. Can you go inside to Snell? Back to Grimer. Well, they have trouble getting the ball inside.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
That's been there seems to be when somebody just cuts away, the pass inside to a taller player seems to work, but getting the actual passes inside to other players is not working.
Yeah, and I think it's two things. Like there you see a nice feed from Belinda Snell to Jenny Whittle, and unfortunately we missed that shot. But we need our post targets to hold their seals a little bit. We need our feeders to give them an opportunity to hold that seal. We're sort of throwing the ball away as the post is either getting there, and we're just completely missing it.
Lepay have come down and been fouled in the act of shooting, so it'll be Lou to go to the line. She made her last two when she was down here before. The scoring has certainly dried up, apart from the free throw line. She's got 3 points for the game. 63-35, 6:41 to go here in the third quarter. Second one away. It drops back off the front, and Whittle with a defensive rebound. Plenty of Capitals connections here, so keep in touch with their form here from the postseason.
That's exactly right. It's good to see Tully Bivalacqua and Jenny Whittle, Lauren Jackson out there.
Shot from Grimer won't go. She comes in for the rebound, and from the back, Grimer will be called. That is number two on Holly, as well as Jacinta Hamilton will come in. Jacinta, of course, another ex-cap.
Ex-cap, yeah. Played for Danielle for the last couple of years. I think she's off to Europe.
Yeah, we keep telling her she should have come back here and and played here. But, she got married yet, or just about to get married, and go and spend some time in Europe and make some good money. And you can't blame the girls for doing that.
No, that's exactly right. No, you can't blame her. I think her her partner's playing soccer over there as well. So
yeah.
Both of them over there.
They've been there for a few years. So.
Yeah.
Australia make a couple of changes. Aaron Phillips comes in and Carly Wilson come in as Richardson Screen will sit down the type of ball underneath their offensive basket.
Two shots.
In the penalty. That's an interesting little foul count. Five against the Opals. None against Taipei for this quarter. I think the last quarter was just about the exact opposite. I don't know how these things work out.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, perhaps.
Sai at the line makes the first of the free throws then. So Australia in penalty. 6:15 still to go in this quarter. Makes them both. Sai with 6 points for the game. And Australia will look to bring it down. Aaron Phillips off to the WNBA with Connecticut Sun. And
yeah, the assistant coach of the USA team.
I was going to say.
The coach for Aaron Phillips, yeah. And looks like Chinese Taipei zoning there.
Inside they go to Hamilton, back out to Phillips, back to Wilson on the right wing. Whittle setting up inside, they couldn't get it to Phillips,
yeah.
Pull up from the top, won't go. Inside is Hamilton, but it's Chiang who ended up with a defensive rebound.
And that's where the feet is really neat to see, that post at the back of the zone. That Jenny Whittle was wide open there.
Yep, that one bounces right over the back. Bounces about 10 times on the frame before it finally dropped down, and Australia will have it in the backcourt. Yeah, just getting the ball inside does seem to have been a problem tonight, and that's something they need to work on. They get China tomorrow, who are a taller team, and
the Americans
on Wednesday night.
Yeah, very much so. They'll have to pick up their post feeds, and also their defensive job, I think, is going to step up a little bit too.
Chu with the ball knocked out of bounds. Australia, the Opals will have it in the front court. Whittle will sit down and Summerton come back in. Still trying to get used to this uniform for the Opals with the Chinese writing on the back.
Yes, now why is the Chinese writing on the back? Oh, you know, we're very multicultural, maybe. We had Greek-looking towels as well.
3-point shot from Snell from the left wouldn't go, and Chiang drives down the left wing. Has to pull it back up. Gets back to Tsai. Back to Chen. Into the corner is Chiang. Tries to go inside. Phillips stepped in front. Knocks it loose.
Oh.
Strapped. We've got a jump ball.
It's an arrow.
Opals.
Going our way.
The lovely arrow. And we've got a timeout called by Jen Sterling.
Timeout for the Opals. It'll be Opals ball when they come back in.
63-37 was about 5 minutes to go till three-quarter time. So working well. The Opals are looking good, though.
Definitely. I mean, they're too powerful, they're too skillful, and too big for the Chinese Taipei team. But full credit to the Chinese Taipei. They're probably showing up a few weaknesses that the Opals had, as we've talked about, their post feeds and getting it inside. And with the Opals being at 5 fouls to Chinese Taipei 0, you know, they're putting a lot of pressure on our D with some dribble penetration and attacking the basket. So some things there for the Opals to work on.
Yeah, well, I guess Jan Sterling would like to find these problems out in this sort of a game.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. And that's why it's great to have this competition. Good standing competition. And you've got two great games coming up for the Opals. China tomorrow night, USA on Wednesday night. They're going to be outstanding games. It'll be great to see our girls go up against some of the best in the field.
Yeah, they played the United States the other night up in Cairns, but they didn't get to play China up there. So tomorrow night will be a new challenge in this whole series.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the Chinese team is a big athletic team. And they're obviously coached by ex-Capitals coach and Australian coach, Tom Maher.
He knows a little bit about the Opals team.
He does. He certainly does. Knows our Australian players.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all works out. Somerton then, as Australia have it, back to Snell. Snell drives inside, gives it to Phillips, left wing, all met from Phillips. And her first three, she's got five for the game. And 66-37. Hugh Meyer brings it down the right wing and spy the Opals. Hibbert comes back in. And Snell will sit down. There's a news report on one of the games in Cairns the other night. They called a Penny Snell.
Penny Snell.
And I'm just thinking, who wrote this? Like, maybe, you wouldn't know.
That's right. Maybe they think of another great Australian player by the name of Penny. Maybe Penny Taylor.
Maybe. Well, be, I don't know how you're confused. Taylor will probably be back, will be at the World Championships later than this year, I would assume.
Yeah,
she's playing in Europe, that's why she wouldn't be here now.
Exactly, yeah, that's right. She was unavailable for the Commonwealth Games and for this series. Oh, that's nice feeding.
Good.
That's nice feeding and very precise play, finding Jacinta Hamilton inside with a nice easy two.
Yep, nice pass. Found Hamilton. She's got 10 for the game. As Chien with the ball. Looking to pass down to Hugh Meyer for the basket. Fourth point for Hugh Meyer.
Obviously, she can get beaten down with the Chinese Taipei going to the ring. But then we need to contain the ball and make sure that we defend screens well.
Right, throw it away inside. Taipei quickly back at the other end. Chien dribbling on the left wing. Chiang set up in front of it. They get it to her. Left post against Hamilton. Turnaround jumper. And Chiang, 15 points for her.
Yeah, she's going to work. She's definitely going to work. She's one to watch from Chinese Taipei.
Yeah, she's probably their tallest player, but she's still only about 6'1 or something.
So exactly, yeah.
Not that big.
But it's pretty slick. Oh, she's missed. Well, Aaron Phillips has the ball again at the top. Getting us organised.
Yeah, Chien just losing the handle on it as they tried to break out. Phillips left alone. That's a three from the top. Hits two of them in a row. That's eight for Phillips. And now it's Hugh Meyer who brings it down the right wing for Taipei. Back to Chien. Phillips watching her. Chiang puts it on the floor and drives in at the basket. Left-handed layup. 17. Game high from Feng Chung Chiang for Taipei.
She's going to work. It's great to see. She's going to work. The Aussies having a hard time containing her. Summit at the foul line.
Off to Phillips. Back to Hibbert. Hibbert trying to force it inside. Hugh Meyer stepped in, knocked it away. Chien down to centre court. On the left, no. Hamilton coming back. Comes up with an easy steal. And Phillips pull up for three. No. Pass inside to Hamilton. Layup won't go. She'll fight for the rebound. Can't get it. Chien ends up with it for Taipei.
It's a nice feed from Phillips through to Hamilton. Just couldn't finish that.
Well, I thought actually in the early game there was some plastic over the rim at one stage. China had or eight in a row. It's nothing. All look good shots, but
yeah, that's exactly right. They had some great looks at the hoop, but couldn't finish off time and time again in that first half. Probably allowed the USA to punch the score out a bit and made it very difficult then for the Chinese to get back in the game.
Lu has been fouled. She's going to the line for Taipei, makes the first of the free throws. All of her points tonight so far have come from free throws. She's got four and five. 71-45, 2 minutes to three-quarter time. Phillips quickly down to Wilson, into Grimer, back out to Somerton. Left wing is Hibbert. Hibbert looking for somebody to try and pass it to. High, Grimer, high post. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Back to Hibbert. Grimer to Phillips on the right wing. Driving inside, round the corner. Wilson into Somerton. Goes inside. Misses the layup, but fouled in the act of shooting. Will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Nicely worked by the Opals there. Nice little dribble penetration and kick to the corner. And Wilson feeding Summerton inside. That was a nice little bit of work by the Opals.
Just occasionally, though, they look like they're suddenly getting stuck for ideas.
Very much so, yes, yes. Especially when we can't get the ball reversed, get stuck on one side of the floor.
Somerton at the free throw line makes the first. Second won't go for her. And it's Sai who came up with a defensive rebound. Just get it across into the front court. Drive down into the corner. It's Chu Wen. Pass back out to Humai. Cross to the left they go. Liu looking to go in high post. Down underneath is Chu Wen. She gets the pass out of there. She was triple team. Three-pointer from the right long. Come up with the offensive board, though, who is Chi Wen, and she sticks it in. Nice work. They're stuck at it.
Yeah, they absolutely did. Southern got the ball very deep on the baseline there.
Very, very. I thought the first call was going to be on the had a foot on the line, but it was a foul court against number 14, Sai. And Somerton, no, it's certainly not in the foul situation yet.
No, they're not. That's their third team foul, so.
Hobbit then will inbound the ball. Minute and 10 seconds still to go to three-quarter time. Phillips looks to set its thumbs up. Should be easy. We should know thumbs up by now, but every team has a different thumbs up. She drives away to the left and gets fouled by Hugh Meyer. That's his third foul on her. Fourth team foul against Taipei. So
his side ball for the Opals.
Phillips will inbound it from the left wing. Reimer in front of her. Philip Wilson comes across, gets the ball off the inbound pass. Goes into Reimer. Back out to Wilson. Off to Hibbert. Hibbert. Back to Wilson. Now into Reimer. Low post. Turnaround hook shot. Won't go from her. Defensive rebound from Sai. Hibbert almost with a steal at half court, but Taipei will have it in the front court. 45 seconds left till three-quarter time. The left wing will be Wen to inbound the pass. Phillips watching her. Gets it into Sai. Back for Humai. Cross the to the right wing. They go. Coming around the screen was Chu Wen. Puts up a shot from out front. It was off to the left. Won't go. Hibbert defensive rebound. Flips it to Phillips. Down court to Somerton. Low post. She's triple teamed under there. Goes back out. Wilson back inside. Good defense from Taipei. Pass inside to Somerton. Forced away. Wins, pass down court. Humai, does she save it in the corner? She does. Now she's going to have to wait for some support. Maybe they weren't confident she was going to save it. Wen turns up and banks it. Another one. She's got six. Are we going to get a last one? Well, Phillips will be going to the line with 3 seconds left as the crowd was starting to count down. And just got bumped from behind. I'm not sure who it was on the foul. Number 13. It's the third on Chu Wen. And Phillips will go to the line. 3 seconds still for one last heave from the other end of the court.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, now that we've talked about the Opals getting the ball inside, I think in the last two play phases, they've obviously, you know, spoken about getting inside to Summit and getting inside to Grimer. Now the perimeter players, Phillips, Wilson and Hibbert, need to make sure they spot up and work off the post to give them some pressure release and some more scoring options.
No foul needed. Yeah. Cross centre court. Is it time for...
Yeah. Oh.
Are they going to count it?
No score. Waved that off. That was quick as lightning.
Yeah. Wen drove through the centre and I guess they didn't release it. It was waved away. So 74-49 then is the three-quarter time score. Of course, the Opals have played Taipei twice up in Cairns, and both times won by 40, 45 points or something like that. The first time without Lauren playing at all, and there is Phillips in the play up there. And we have Skippy again. You've got to talk to your coach about a choice of music here.
I think the Capitals head coach has found a new call. Yes, he's got a mixing arm on, got the DJ happening.
And the leading scorers in the three-quarter time, Lauren Jackson with 13, Erin Phillips has got 10, Jacinta's got 10, Linda Snow's got 11, Holly Grimer with 8, Katrina Hibbert with 7, Bovalak with 4, just about everyone. The only one not on the score so far is Sam Richards. Well, for Taipei, their number 6, Feng Chun Chiang, 17 points, been very impressive. Sun has 6, Pai for Lam, 6 for Wen, Sai with 6 and Liu with 5, all at the free throw line. As
as the 25-point lead right now at three-quarter time. There's more of those bottles just being tossed into the crowd. They seem they run out of them. They empty that box, and then it just seems to fill up magically when they come back.
Yeah, they are doing a good job in keeping the crowd involved here today, aren't they? Skippy's playing, throwing basketballs and water bottles to all the kids from all the schools around Canberra. It's good to see.
Yeah, Models of Australia are the sponsor, and of course the bottles are yellow. They are the Basketball Australia bottles. I think they've actually got Opal's Challenge written on them or something, perhaps. I can see Challenge written on them.
Yeah, it's Opal's Challenge.
They tend to miss us, which is probably fortunate. The distance and the speed they're getting chucked in.
Yeah, that's exactly.
And considering my catching skills as well. I said to catch with my head.
It might hurt getting hit by one of those.
So we're about to get started. Taipei will have it to start the fourth quarter. Waiting for the shot clock to wind down still. Still time on the shot clock and both teams out.
Yeah, they're ready to go. We've got Tully Pitlacker on the one. We've got Belinda Snell on the two. Looks like Katrina Hibbert for the three. Laura Summit running the four and Jenny Whittle playing the five.
Taipei will have it. The shot clock to be reset to 10 minutes. Set two. 74-45-49. Is the lead for the Opals at three-quarter time. It'll be when to inbound the ball, probably to Lan to get it going. Liu is out there along with Chiang and number 13, Chu Wen. So it'll be the Taipei with the ball, inbound pass, finds Chiang on the right wing. He goes down to Chu Wen, comes back for Wen. Lan gets it at the top, goes back to the right wing. Win puts it on the floor, drives inside, nice offload pass, but the couldn't finish with the layup, and Bevilacqua has gets mugged by Chiang and loses the ball as they try to break out. Taipei then with another opportunity. Three-pointer from the left wing won't go from Liu, and defensive rebound from Summerton will give the ball back to the Opals. Now they'll get into the front court and have their first opportunity to score. Into Whittle, off to the left wing for Snell, off for Whittle at the elbow. Pull up, won't go for her. Good defensive positioning there from Chu Wen. And Taipei back at the other end. Driving inside was Wen. Lays it off. And Land can't get the layup to drop. Snell back at the other end. She finds Hibbert alone. Into Summerton going low post. Back out to Snell. On the left wing. Down for Whittle. Whittle with an easy layup inside. That's the type of play you want to see them working and working well.
Yeah, their first two sets haven't been too bad. Jenny Whittle had a good look from the foul line, going in, out, back in. And certainly that one there with the penetration and throwing it over the top to Jenny Whittle on the baseline is a lovely play by Linda Snell.
Wen driving at the basket. Snell, good defense and just reaching out, blocking the shot. Hibbert will bring it into the front court for the Opals. 76-49 then the scores. Whittle throws it to Summerton low post. Back out to Bevilacqua on the right wing. Snell, good ball movement, getting a straight in. Whittle just tips the
and that, just a bit of some miscommunication there and not quite knowing what the other one was doing. That's where the Hibbert and Snell, when the ball goes inside to Jenny Whittle there, both Katrina Hibbert and Belinda Snell need to be moving to get to a gap on the perimeter to look for their three-point shot. Both excellent three-point shooters.
Yeah.
And need to get a better angle to receive the ball.
So Wen then, off to Sun on the right wing. Sun, Chiang, trying to force it inside.
The Aussies just getting a little bit hooked up in their defending in the on-ball screen there.
Chu Wen couldn't handle that one. That was coming in like a bullet from Chiang.
It certainly was. There was some heat on that pass.
Bevilacqua then, in the front court, dribbles away to the right wing. Hibbert on the right corner, back to Bevilacqua. Summerton to Snell on the left wing. Little low post. Cross court towards Hibbert. Out of bounds off Taipei. So they will bring in Tsai, number 14.
And that's there again, we had Belinda Snell open on the other side. And it's just the timing of what we're doing. It's just taking us an extra half a second to a second to find that open player, therefore allowing the defence to recover.
Good. Yep. Australia then with the ball underneath the basket.
Ball movement from Bevilacqua into Whittle. Back through Bevilacqua. Right side, Snell. Puts it on the floor, drives the side.
Nice.
Hibbert left alone. Left a short shot short. Snell onto Whittle for the basket. 8 for with Jenny Whittle. And we've got 7.5 minutes to go. Wen on the left wing. Dribbles back towards centre court. Sun coming around the screen, but Bevilacqua just stole that one away. Dribbles into the front court. Snell back to Bevilacqua. Layup. Bevilacqua set. And
yeah, nice job there by
timeout.
Nice job there by Belinda Snell, and then Tully Bevilacqua coming up with the ball, and then running hard to finish off that 2-on-1. Nice job of ball pressure. Tully getting a piece as she does. Great defender that she is, and then pushing it down the floor hard. Excellent job there by the Opals.
Yep, nice little ball movement. Came up with another one. 780 to 49 now, and no one really in foul trouble. Inside a few of three, but that's not a problem right now.
Exactly.
Jan Sterling getting the chance to run everyone off the bench here this afternoon, so it's good to, because they haven't had a lot of time really together as a whole unit, so this is all good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they've got a squad of about 14 with best in two players for today's game, Jay Cross and Emily McInerney, to jump back to the side. It's good to see everybody playing. It's good to see everybody getting out there and getting involved in the game. And of course, Jan will be busy. This is some of her selection for the World Championships in Brazil.
That's what this is all leading up to later in the year. Really, I suppose there are a couple of players playing for their positions tomorrow night.
Oh, without a doubt.
As well.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, and that's good to see. It's good to see some depth there in the Opals.
Yep. Indeed it is. And, of course, players still not available, but will be available later in the year. Taipei have it.
Well,
3 points off from Sun. Wouldn't go from the right. Bivolak with a defensive rebound. Quickly down the front court. Chanel pull up from three from the left. Wouldn't go. And it was Lou with the defensive rebound. That was good.
But that's Snelly's game. And I think, you know, the Opals have to realise that if that's Snelly's game, they've got to go to that and allow her
strength,
to do that.
Yeah
absolutely. Oh,
Bevilacqua just keeps that one alive. It was a dodgy pass into Somerton. Somerton with an easy layup.
Yeah, nice feed. Just on their baseline there by Tully Bevilacqua. Good save. And then feed. Oh, Chinese Taipei looking to go long. The Opals caught napping there.
Yeah, Whittle just got back and forced her out of a shot. Goes back for Sun, drives into the basket and lays one in.
Very athletic move there. Very athletic move there by Chinese Taipei.
Trouble at this stage of the game, we've got 6 minutes left in it. It's a big margin. We know who's won it. Is that it can get sloppy.
Well, it can, but this is where the Opals can't. Because if it gets sloppy, then bad habits creep in. We're seeing... You know, some easy penetrations, you know, and lapping on defensive transition. So we can't afford those bad habits when you play against China and the USA, of course, on Wednesday night.
Hibbert with a reach and foul. And that's just the first team foul of the quarter. Hamilton and Phillips are coming in. Bevel and also Sam Richards. Whittle, Bevilacqua and Snell all sitting down. So some changes there for the Opals. And Chinese Taipei will try and get one in. Lee will come in for Tiang, who's certainly been their best player tonight. Taipei have it on the left wing. Tiang gets it into Sun. Need to go left, comes back to Tiang, back to Sun. Three-pointer from the right. In and out, won't go, but they get the offensive board through Chu. Let's go back outside, off to the left wing. Another three-pointer from the left wing. That won't go.
Oh.
And almost came up with another offensive board.
Yeah,
but they'll still have the ball underneath their offensive basket. So, yeah, maybe Jan needs to call a timeout and say, girls.
Well, the game.
Six minutes of.
Yeah, we've got a good margin, but we can't be allowing ourselves to be a bit sloppy and pay attention to those details.
Sun with another three-point attempt that wouldn't go. Somerton defensive rebound. Quick outlet. Phillips right wing towards Wilson. Into Somerton, low post, double team. She'll have to pass out of there. Gets it to Wilson. Nice pass to her, and Wilson finishes off nicely.
Yeah, nice job there by Richards coming through that keyway and making a hell of a move from a little fella.
Phillips forces another turnover in the backcourt. Drives down, pass off to Richards. Across the baseline goes Richards. Off to Hamilton. Shot won't go. Somerton will the offensive board and go outside to Wilson to set up. Richards on the right wing. Wilson inside to Somerton. Turnaround jumper won't go. Lee for Taipei with a defensive rebound. And it's Lee who brings it down. Wilson almost to the steal, but only got it back to a Taipei player. Chien. Three-pointer from the top, in and out. Richards with a defensive rebound. Long pass down to Somerton for an easy layup.
Yeah, nice feed there by Richards. Good effort, good hustle play by Wilson. Almost coming up with that steal. As the Opals go full court, oh, Phillips gets knocked out of the way by Chinese Taipei.
Get it down to Sun, who hits one along the baseline. He's put up a few threes in the last few minutes, but that was only a two.
Still running pretty strongly, Chinese Taipei. There's a lot of fight in the team from Chinese Taipei. Showing some weaknesses there in the Opals, and some things that the Opals obviously to continue to work on.
Grimer will come in for Somerton. Taipei bring in Wynn and Hugh Mai again. As Phillips threw a foul out of Chu, just too quick for him. Hamilton gets the pass, back to Richards. Phillips at the top, goes down to Hamilton. Low post, inside. Hamilton fouled in the act of shooting, will go to the line for a couple of free throws.
Yeah, nice find there, certainly by Aaron Phillips, with Jacinta Hamilton sneaking in the back of the zone, kicking it across. That's what Jacinta just needs to make some catches with a nice wide base and set herself strongly to finish that shot against the pressure of Chinese Taipei.
Hamilton misses the first. 3:52 still on the clock here in the final quarter. And Hamilton makes the second, so she's got 11 points. Lauren hasn't, I don't think Lauren's going to be required again here tonight.
No, I think she's resting for this one. I'm sure we'll see her a lot more in action against China and, of course, the USA.
Yep, indeed. Taipei move it around nicely through to the left wing. Chu Mai, inside she goes to Sai. And hits the jump from the top. 8 points for Sai. Richards back in the front court. She's the only one for the Opals that hasn't scored so far. Phillips fouled on the left wing. Sun was putting too much pressure on, too much reaching in. Wilson will go out. Hibbert come back in. It's, some of the school kids got to go back for classes, I think.
Yeah, the school buses are leaving and...
So a few of them having
to leave. School. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Phillips gets the ball off the inbound pass. Into Grimer, backing down. Basket will count for Holly Grimer and she'll go to the line. 10 for Holly Grimer.
And a good finish there by Grimer. Nice feed again from Phillips. Slicing through the keyway. Grimer making a nice spin move and finishing off.
And we need that out of Holly because she is... You know, a young big who we need as a good solid backup to Lauren when Lauren's not out there.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Look, Holly Grimer is, not a skinny big either. She's a good, strong, athletic, tall, who can certainly work away. And she's also got a nice perimeter shot, but she's certainly got some great strength that she can muscle around down low.
Richards on the left wing. Back to Hamilton, cross court to Phillips. Inside to Hamilton. Hamilton trying to put it up and the foul on number 12. That's four for Hugh Mai.
Just center there, almost the cardinal center post players is to bring the ball below their waist and let all the little whippets have a go at it. So she just needs to catch it, hold it up and just go over the top of the smaller opponent.
Hamilton goes to the line and makes the first of the free throws. Hugh Mai, I think, thought she'd fouled out. She was walking towards the bench and realised, no, not quite yet.
Not quite.
He can stay in. Hamilton makes them both. 91-55, 2:42 to go as they get it across centre court. Sun comes back to Wynn. Hugh Mai on the left wing. They move it back to Wynn. There's a shot blocked by Richards. Comes past to Phillips, driving at the basket. Lays it up and in. Aaron Phillips. 12 points for the game.
Nice job there by Sam Richards to get a piece of that shot. For a small athletic guard that she is, it's a fantastic effort.
Yeah, that far out, you don't really expect to see block shots all that often.
That's exactly right, not from the three-point line. Not by a guard.
Sun tried another three from the left that wouldn't go. Knocked out of bounds by the Opals. Chiang will come back in for Lee. And Lu will come in for Tsai. 2:13 on the clock. Taipei have the ball underneath their offensive basket. Wen and... I'm not sure. Well, she's now gone, I think. Yu Mai.
She's out now.
Yep. For the... before the ball got inbounded. So nothing got wiped off the clock. Bumping trying for positioning, I would have to say. So Tsai will come straight back in.
Yeah, a bit of a tough call there, but
yeah.
Foul's been called. Opals have the ball.
So Richardson brings it across centre court. Drive to go at the left, comes back to the right side. Into Hamilton at the free throw line. Shot won't go for her. Tsai easily with a defensive rebound. Gives it to Lu. Lu back to Tsai, and she'll dribble it into the front court. Give it to Lynn. Right side is Lu. Dribbling, tries to go inside. Pass inside is too hard. Richards comes up with a steal. Well, that's a nice stat, some of the girls tonight. Richards driving down the centre of the lane. Off to Grimer. Shot won't go.
Certainly one thing Richards likes to do is put pressure on the transition defence of the opposition. Really attacking hard, getting to the rim, and then making that nice little feed to Holly Grimer to finish off.
Minute 37 to go as Grimer at the line makes the first of the free throws. He's in double figures. He's got 11. And makes it 12. 95-55. Minute 36. Can they get the ton up? We'll wait and see. That is Wen. Fights to get into the front court. Hibbert almost knocks it loose from Sun. Wen across to Lu. Chiang back to Lu. Goes back to Sun. 3-point attempt from the left. She ain't going to die.
Ain't going to die wondering. No.
Tibbet gets it on the left wing. Back to Richards. Into Hamilton. Cross court to Phillips. From the right. And just gets mugged by Chiang as she was coming across. Arm coming down, connecting with the neck.
Yeah, it's certainly, and from the third quarter to the fourth quarter, the foul count has swung around again. 8-1.
Yeah.
To the Chinese Taipei team.
Yeah, well, I think the second quarter was like that. Gone from quarter to quarter. Phillips will go to the line then for a couple of free throws. Makes up to 13 points for the game. I want to see Richards get on the board. 14 for Phillips. 97 points with a minute to go. Three-pointer from Richards to get to the 100. And then everyone would have scored. It'd be a nice final little touch.
The Opals in a nice little half-court trap there.
Yep.
Falling back to the zone now.
Wen with it. Down to Chiang. Has the pass out left wing. Lu with a pull-up jumper from about 14 foot out on the left was good.
Yeah.
Her first basket for the game, 7 points though.
Nice little one-bounce jump shot. Complete to centre Hamilton. Just go past him with one dribble, pull it up. Just have the ball. Hamilton inside. Oh, didn't realise that she was open inside.
Yeah, and Chiang had sort of just started to fade away from it. He could have gone straight at the basket.
Exactly. And then missed Phillips on the pass. The Opals missing a good opportunity there.
Well, Wen brings it across centre court. Tsai back to Wen. 12 seconds left on the game clock. One probably last play here from Taipei. Wen dribbles away to the base. Down is downstairs. Back to Chiang. Chiang back to Wen. Forces up a shot along the base.
Oh, that's good.
It's good.
It's a good shot.
8 points for her to finish the game off. They finished on a high. The Opals finish on a high, way in front, 97-59. And
good run by the Opals. Everybody played a lot of time. They could rest their main guns for the big two games coming up. And the next guys, were well involved in the game. So good run by the Opals, good win by the Opals. I'm sure they'll take some of the things out of this game and come back and be better against China again.
Yeah, well, China is the game tomorrow night, so the Opals will need to make it fit. The Opals will need to improve on this performance, though.
Oh, definitely. Their attention to detail offensively and their containment defensively is really, really important. Especially coming up against the Chinese team. This Chinese team wants to pick their world ranking up. And Tom Martin knows the Opals better than most other coaches in the world. So there's no doubt he'll be after a win.
Yeah, the Chinese play a very good defence, as we saw against the Americans earlier. So it's going to be an interesting battle.
Yeah, look, it will be. It'll be a great game. It'll be great to watch. I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, indeed we are. Peter Buckle, thanks a lot.
No problem.
Catch you later on.
Got to go back to school.
Yes. Well, there's a few school kids there. You can take them with you.
Okay. See you later.
Thanks, folks. So the Opals then, 97-59, the final score. And I don't think Sam thanks, Richards man. Got on the that's not the final.
Yeah.
We don't have the stats yet. No. We had some printer problems at halftime, where so it took a long time to get the even halftime stats. But yeah, well, Craig's back with the headphones on, and the Opals have come up with a good, solid victory.
I wasn't disappointed with the effort by Chinese Taipei, though. No. I thought they did. They fought on well, and they kept on battling, and that was a good result, I thought, for Chinese Taipei to get under the 40-point margin there in the end. It showed a lot of determination and a lot of grit.
Yep, we're trying to convince Bucks there that maybe number six, Chiang, might be someone they could pick up for
when she smacked
Phillips
in the side of the head there. I yelled out to Graffy, "You've got to sign her." She was certainly had some tenacity there. Now Terry is the I think the assistant coach of the Chinese Taipei side. She's coming over now, so we will just we'll have a few words with the Chinese Taipei coach. Well, look forward to another interesting couple of coaches interviews. Pauline Higginson from Tilly's, one of the long-time sponsors of the Canberra Transact Capitals. And Pauline, you've come out here today. You've had to pull yourself away from work to have a look at some basketball, which I know you hate doing.
Yes, well, it beats making coffee sometimes, I've got to tell you that. It was a really inspiring crowd today.
Yeah, the
lovely kids. The energy is wonderful.
And of course, well, we've seen some interesting goings on in your club, the Capitals there. And
yeah.
Jess Bibby coming to join them now, and things are looking really looking up to continue on with Graffy at the helm.
It's going to be a great team, and another 3 wonderful years with Graffy up there captaining. Let's hope we can get some really big energy into this town, get the basketball back to where it should be.
Well, I know it's
championship
team. All the media wants to thank you, because the best press conference of the week is always the Capitals press conference, and of course the Opals World Challenge press conferences, where you lay it all out for us.
We're always in good company.
What's coming up at Tilly's this week? Of course, live acts are still on at Tilly's.
Yes. Not as many, but they are there. Well, last night we had David Helfcott and Jane Rutter on stage, and that was a wonderful, wonderful evening as usual with those two classical greats. Over Easter, we're open every day, as we are all through the year. And we've... But we don't do any live performances over Easter, so we're just there for everybody to come and enjoy. And the following Sunday night, we've got Darren Hanlon, the wonderful Australian indie soloist. He's bringing a trio this time. He's one of the original Simpletons and fabulously successful and popularite. And then we go on, we do Vicar and Linda the following Sunday night. So they're just Sunday nights that we're doing, and which is when we'll be closed.
During Tilly's.
Yes, well, no, forever, I guess. We close on Sunday, so we're not actually interrupting people's access to the room. So Vicar and Linda, Renee Gare's coming back, James Rain is coming back, Tim Friedman's coming back. So, and you know, the lovely Mark Seymour, of course, will always return.
It's going to be
more of the same.
Well, an interesting off-season for people to get out to Achilles when they can't make it out to the basketball. Do you get to come out for the two nights, or are you going to be
cheering? Yes, no, I'll be here.
No,
I'll
you're
be
going to be
here.
Cheering them on.
Let's hope we've got a win against the States.
It's going to be an interesting couple of games, and a game up against the old coach of the Capitals in Tom Mars, Chinese.
That's right, we're going to sort him right out.
And the Capitals connection doing well in limited minutes tonight as well, and everyone looks forward to seeing them all on the paddock.
They will be, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Pauline, a pleasure to catch up
with you. That's a pleasure, thank you. Thank you for inviting me over.
Gratuitous plug time, is that right?
Absolutely, you're such good friends.
Pauline Higginson, of course, from Tilly's, and of course, a great venue here in Canberra. When you visit Canberra, you haven't visited Canberra until you've been out to Tilly's. But Pauline, well, I'll let you go now, and hopefully we'll have some of the coaches along here in just a few moments.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Pauline Higginson. Sportradio.com.au. We are joined by the coach of the Chinese Taipei side, Terry, and we appreciate that you're going to answer in Mandarin, but a good performance. Your girls really do battle it right throughout the whole 40 minutes.
I thought I would like speaking Mandarin. 这40分钟当中我觉得他们是比前场当然他们是想努力啦可是因为我们才刚刚球季结束。所以他们的状况事实上并不是非常的好，不过我觉得在这边的比赛最主要是因为这个国际上的比赛，他们的三个队都是世界前几名的球队，对我们来球队来讲，他的国际经验非常重要，尤其是我们九月要参加世界杯。
A lot of the girls have really impressed a number of the coaches here in Australia, and I know that I think it's Chen, number six.
Number five.
Number six
is Jiang Fengjun.
Yeah, she was really very physical and seemed to enjoy the battle out there.
Yes, 她确实是一个非常有天分的选手，而且她也这一年她进步非常的多。
Well, it's a big ask to come over and play the three teams, Australia, USA, and China. What are you looking for your girls to experience out of this competition?
因为我们九月要参加世界杯，所以在这个比赛当中，我们希望能够学习到这种高水平的那种竞技的活动，然后同时呢，能够在禁区能够更多的抗衡，因为我们的个子事实上真的比人家还矮小，所以我希望我们能够固守禁区，免得篮板输得太难看。
谢谢。
Thank you
very much. As, well, that is the point of view from the Chinese Taipei side.Assistant coach of the Australian Price Attack Opals is Cheryl Chambers. Welcome back to Canberra, Cheryl.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
And a good result tonight. The girls had a solid performance up against a team that never let up.
Yeah, we did. I mean, you know, it was a bit hard when you come down from Cairns where it's all hot and humid and all the teams got to do the same thing. So it was a good hit out. We defensively struggled in a few quarters, but, you know, we had a couple of quarters where we kept them to about 10 points, which was pretty good.
All in all, you've had quite a bit of...A couple of months since the end of the Price Tag WNBL with Commonwealth Games and now this tour?
Yes, we have. We certainly have had an exciting time. I'm trying to forget about the last final up here in Canberra. So we've moved on and had the Commonwealth Games, which were, you know, pretty awesome to have all, you know, Australian support. And being a Victorian myself, it was great to have all family and friends around for that. Mm.
And now up in Cairns and getting ready, of course. This is only preparatory work for the World Championships.
Yeah, correct. I mean, that's what it's all about. And all the teams that are here, you know, everyone's scouting each other and certainly looking, at, you know, for down the track. And I guess there's a bit of hide and seek happening at the same time.
Yeah, well, you wonder how many of the USA girls are going to make it into the World Championship side when you look at the amount of players they can draw from.
I think regardless of who does make it in there, it'll be quality players. I mean, they're deep. They've probably got 40 plus players. You know, that might be a little exaggeration, but they're certainly a really deep squad. So whoever makes it will certainly be good quality.
Well, I've got to hit out tonight because it's up against China tomorrow, and Tom Ma will certainly have those girls revved up.
Yeah, and I guess he knows the Australian way of play, so certainly he'll have a few game plans up his sleeve, so it should be very interesting.
Well, thanks very much, Cheryl, for your time, and look forward to catching up with you right throughout the rest of the Opals World Challenge.
No worries. Appreciate it.
Feels really weird.Jacinta Hamilton, congratulations, another good win, and of course an Opals championship at the Commonwealth Games as well since we last saw you.
Yeah.
And it certainly puts behind a WNBL season.
It does. We were very excited and very happy to get the gold, and we knew that we were coming up against some tough competition in this tournament, so we had to put it behind us in a way and come out, and I think we won convincingly today, and we're happy with that.
Yes, and they're going up against Tom Ma's Chinese side tomorrow, and then the USA to cap off the Ovals World Challenge. Is going to be great preparations for the World Champs and everything up ahead.
Yeah, that's for sure. We sat and watched the second half of the China-USA game up in Cairns, and China were leading for most of the way, and they're playing some really good basketball. They've got some really big, strong inside girls in Chen Nan and number 11, I'm not sure of her name, but they're playing really good basketball. They're really quick, and we know we have to be in top form tomorrow to beat them.
Yeah, their point guards too aren't slouches, with Zhao Zhong also playing, I think I saw her out here about 2 years ago playing for the Chinese side with Chen Nan, and they've just developed a great partnership since then.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as I know, they're full-time in their basketball, and the national team gets to spend a lot of time together throughout a year. So, you know, they're very experienced playing with each other, and they know what shots they can get and how to feed the ball to their big girls. And, they're a well-oiled group.
Well, Jacinda, it's a pleasure to catch up with you. Two more big games coming up for all the fans to get out and watch here at the AIS Arena, in a venue that you enjoy playing at, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's always good to come back to Canberra and see some familiar faces. So please come out to the games on Tuesday and Wednesday and support the Opals.
I guess the highlight is when Sis starts giving you all the tips every night.
Yeah, we actually had a good chat last night, and I'm looking forward to catching up with Lucille tonight. So
all the best for that, and congratulations, a good victory today to you and all the Opals.
Great, thank you.
Thanks very much to Jacinta Hamilton. And as we wrap up from the AIS Arena for Game 6 of the Opals World Challenge, the Opals taking victory over Chinese Taipei 97-59. Don't forget to join us tomorrow on sportradio.com.au, where we'll have plenty more of the Opals World Challenge coming to you right throughout the rest of the week. On behalf of Mark Aston, Kerry Graff, Peter Buckle, and the assorted horde of people that joined us throughout the call of both games today, we thank you now, and I look forward to catching up with you all tomorrow on sportradio.com.au.